Welcome to Pull Up a Seat with your host, Alex Starr.
There's 100 pounds heavy inside.
Yo, dude!
Hey, what's up?
Here with Tim Cannon. Thanks for being on the podcast.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Glad to finally have you on it.
It's been a while.
You were my, crown jewel.
Is that right?
To have on.
You'd say it to everybody, huh?
No, I don't. I've only said it five times out of the eight I've done.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel honored still. It's nice.
I would have been upset if... I would have regretted not having you on, especially since I've been home for a few weeks and we never got to it. And now I'm leaving in T-minus 11 hours.
It's coming up.
And we got it done before I left.
It's a success.
Success, dude.
All right, we're done here.
We have so many things left to talk about. I feel like that we didn't even talk about since I got back.
Yeah.
But built up, but then we just kept talking about the lives as our lives continued that we never even got to all the stuff when I was gone and what you were doing, but I thought that was interesting. Not that I even that it's not there's
that is true.
It's almost no point in even going back and talking about it. But it was funny because while I was gone, we kept talking and being like, "Oh man, so many things to talk about when we go on walks."
Yes.
And then when I got here, we just started talking about what was going on now.
Yeah.
And we never even talked about all the things that we wanted to talk about because it was in the past already.
I feel like during our phone calls, we said, "I'll save that for a face to face."
Yeah, I don't know what they were.
I don't think we talked about one of those things.
I don't think so either. I couldn't even tell you what they were.
No. I kept meaning to bullet point things when we would talk during the summer. And I guess I didn't because I never brought any bullet points up. Every time I was on the phone with you, it was like, "All right, let me bullet point that. That's got to be face to face. Long story."
Yeah.
No. But maybe we did. We just don't even know it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a good point. I mean, honestly, we cover so many subjects and so many bases that...
Sure, important things, kind of came up. But yeah, no, I agree. You think of, 10 subjects that you want to talk about, and then you get to, two.
I literally thought of one last night when I was falling asleep, and I said to myself, "I'm not going to forget that. That's too good.
Yeah.
I want to ask Tim about that."
Forgot.
I have no idea. I have no idea what it was. No idea. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
So let's see. In the past couple of weeks when we've talked, you mentioned one time that you might want to stick around and coach and substitute teach.
Right.
And then the last time you said, "I think I want to leave." And you were going to do Europe for a little bit, but then you were talking about maybe going somewhere else and staying there for a while. Not in this area.
Yeah. Possibly. That's the thing.
So, yeah. Are you flip-flopping as much as everyone else?
I'm a flip-flopper, dude. I'm a flip-flopper. No, I think what I need to do is just make a decision and, yeah, stick with it for a year or so, but...
Oh, that's right. You're talking about L.A.
Possibly L.A.
L.A.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, as far as right now, kind of have a plan until August 1st, which would be back east for a couple weeks. I'll be back for about 6 weeks. Hopefully, I'll be cleared to substitute teach and everything by then, so I'll just substitute teach maybe 3 days a week, and which gives me something to do, so I'm not just like getting up at noon. Pointless life. It's just pathetic. So it gives me a reason to live,
right?
At least 3 days of the week. And then
the other days not so sure.
No. And then should be going to Europe for the month of June, come back, wedding in upstate New York, wedding back home.
Right, so you're popular.
I'm popular.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then L.A. would be in August to go do acting.
August 1.
Or make videos, acting. Just get into the industry a little bit.
Yeah, just try it out. Something, it's not even something I'm sure I want to do, but I feel like it's something I've talked about enough in my past that there's something there.
You'd regret it when you're 50 and you look back, you'd regret it. But
yeah.
You didn't try it?
I've thought about that question. I feel like that's something that gets thrown around a lot. Just man, I just know I'd regret this if I didn't. I don't even know if I would say it's that strong.
Oh.
I just know it's something that I've talked about so much that you're like, I must kind of want to do that. I haven't talked about anything else more.
Right.
I don't know if that's strong or weak, but...
It's a good starting point.
It's kind of like where it's like, dude, I get boners when I look at chicks.
Right.
Or like when I was growing up. It still happens sometimes.
Dude, like, they fade away.
Yeah, they do.
After a sweeter.
I feel like I'm not kidding. I feel like my dick's getting smaller.
But like when you're jerking off, you mean?
Whoa. I mean, more just like
when you're walking around flaccid.
It used to be like, dude, like nice. That's a strong boner.
110%, yeah.
Yeah, and then now I'm just like, that's not.
How much porn do you watch?
Zero.
You watch? Sorry, you don't watch any porn?
I don't watch porn. Sounds like I'm lying. Sounds like nope. Just never.
So when you're chilling,
never been into it.
Get out of the shower. You feel like your dick is smaller than it used to be.
Yeah, and I can't explain why.
You're not getting fatter, that's for sure.
No. Yeah, I really, there's nothing else to say about it. It's just like I used to think it was like pretty solid, and now I'm just like, ah, it's like decent. I'm gonna have to like work on like my
extends.
Yeah. Just figure out some new like hip moves where it was, like,
Kegels. Kegel it.
Kegel. Is it Kegels or Kegels?
I thought it was Kegels.
Huh. Yeah,
it's like when you're peeing and you stop it, it's that muscle. I'm doing it right now as I talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to give you better erections.
I thought that was for, like, girls, like, after pregnancy.
Both.
Giving birth.
I mean, yeah.
Huh. Okay.
But I think it's the same muscle.
Yeah, Kegels? I don't know. I could be wrong. Kegels? Could be solid, but...
Maybe it's just your perception, you know? Like, when you... I don't know. As you get older, this is kind of funny to take your dick size and extrapolate it to other things.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like the basketball hoops at elementary school. If you go back now, it's right. Like, wow, these are small.
Mm-hmm.
That is a small hoop. When I was a kid, it was, you know, might as well have been 20 feet high.
Yeah.
Maybe now it's just all relative. You're like, oh man, when I was younger, it was like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, but my dick was huge. And now it's like, it's about the same size as the cucumber I bought last night for dinner.
Yeah.
Cucumber.
That would be pretty good for me, dude.
Yeah, I mean, one of those, maybe like butternut, like those little mini squashes or those mini bell peppers you can buy.
Yeah. Dude, the thing about that is at least you're growing. Like, you grew and then came back to the court.
Right.
My dick has been on my body, growing with me, or it should have been.
I don't know, maybe because it's winter. Maybe in the summer it'll
extend. Yeah, it's probably, you're probably right.
Yeah.
I hope for that.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I was going to say was... Damn, what was I going to say?
Remember,
we were talking about...
Sidetracked by dicks.
Talk about something, like... Not necessarily having, like, a strong dream in life.
Right,
but like,
right. Like, how you used to get boners when you looked at girls.
Right, so, like, I've talked about it a lot. It's just, like, I don't even know if that's something I'd want to do, but, like, obviously, I talk about it, so I kind of want to do it. Same thing, what I was saying was... I don't even know. You say you're a 12-year-old kid and you're like, I don't know if I like chicks, but like my body produces a hard boner, hard penis when I look at girls. So like maybe there's something to that.
Right.
Maybe.
Follow that instinct.
Yeah, follow that instinct. So yeah.
It's like the best option you have right now. It's like your best, something you always talked about doing. You have time right now.
Yeah.
Might as well see where it goes.
Yeah.
But you're not like... Okay, yeah, but it's not as strong as, oh, this is my passion, I have to go do this. It's not that strong.
And I've never really understood people who, like, had a dream that strong where it's like, this is what I was born to do.
I don't know, yeah.
I've never, like, I've
some, you talk to some people and they knew when they were in fifth grade, they're like, no, I want to be a doctor.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a doctor and I cannot wait to be a doctor, yeah.
It's what I was put on this earth to do. It's right. Like, dude, or like when people say that, like, I'm going to be... I have to play badminton. I'm gonna be a gold medalist in badminton. Like, I was born to play badminton. You're like, dude, if you were born, I don't know when it was invented, but like 400 years ago, you couldn't have said that because it wasn't invented. And I always thought that was stupid.
I was born to play croquet.
It's like anybody on American Idol or The Voice. God put me on this planet to sing. He want my voice to be heard. It's like, dude, how could that be true? That's not true.
I mean, they feel it's true, I guess, right? I don't know.
But is that just because they have no other skill set?
I don't know.
I'm not saying I have any skill set, but...
Right.
At least they can see.
Are you good at things because you like them, or do you like things because you're good at them?
Yeah. Same kind of question.
I mean, if you're that good, it's, and some of those people, then they belt it out, and it's like, okay, they obviously
have a gift. Get,
and they get a lot of, you get, if you get a really a lot of positive feedback your entire life or something.
Yeah.
You're going to become attached to that.
And you're going to, yeah.
You're going to identify with it. You're going to be like, instead of becoming like, I'm Alex, it's like, I'm Alex, the guy who can sing amazing.
Right.
I was just put identity. Here because people love that. And obviously that's one of my purpose on this planet is to bring people joy through my singing.
Yeah.
I'm Alex, the singer.
Mm-hmm.
If you take that away from some of those people, they probably don't know who they are. That's a huge part of their identity.
Yeah, no, true.
I'll guess.
So.
But yeah. I don't understand that either.
Do
you have anything that you could say you were put on this earth to do?
No.
I don't either.
I'd be doing
it. Did we miss the, like, was he passing out lollipops when we were born?
Dude.
And we were like, no, it's cool. We'll just see how this goes down here. And they got the Tootsie Rolls, you know what I mean? Because some people know, or they at least from an external viewpoint, they seem to know what they want to do. And they seem very content when they get to that.
And have a motivation to work towards it. And
yeah.
Put time
an intrinsic motivation that came from, I have no idea where.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But then there's the other side where it's like, you clearly, the people who clearly don't have that don't care. Smoking weed all the time, lazy.
You have to drag
life.
Weed into this, dude.
Yeah, good point.
Anytime there's someone like lazy mentioned, it's let's smoke weed.
It's high, dude.
There's high, duh.
Just so I'm not. I wouldn't say I or yeah, I'm in that category of having no dreams or goals. Just like not, I just haven't like
they weren't scattered.
Discovered them.
Yeah.
Because I'm not... Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough, tough thing to figure out.
Yeah. I feel like it shouldn't be, though. That's what pisses me off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like at this point in our lives, we would have... Or are we just... Are we blind to it? Or are we like... I sometimes think, am I pushing it away? Like, I know what it is deep, deep down.
That's a good point.
And I'm pushing it away.
Yeah.
Because I'm scared of it on some level, or I don't know. I mean...
I think a lot of people are like that. Could be.
Or maybe there's no money involved, you know? Like, maybe teaching is something I actually really want to do, but there's not that much money involved, so I never really thought about it.
Yeah.
Or it's just... I think there's a big gap between what your true dreams are and then what your ego wants. You know?
Yeah.
And it's hard to shut it up long enough to really go with it. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, say it's teaching, for instance. Not a sexy profession.
No.
If you're a fourth grade teacher, right? Doesn't make much money.
Noble.
I mean, if you do it right, you're going to be fulfilled.
Yeah, rewarding.
Rewarding. Also, but your ego is like, it's not a sexy profession. You're not going to make much money.
Yeah. But it, I guess it's just
and can I even get that to shut up? Do I even know if it's, I think my ego like blocks a lot of that stuff.
Really?
Or just that inner voice, like, blocks things that maybe I don't even know I really wanted to do.
Hmm.
I don't know, man. I was thinking about that the other day. I remember, like, 2 weeks ago you mentioned, you're like, oh, I forget, you were talking about somebody you knew, and you said that they're somebody that can just find the joy in any situation. They can find the joy in, I don't know who you were talking about.
I think looking back on my life, the happiest person consistently, Miss Hartley.
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't know if that was who I brought up.
I don't think it was. But she's one of those.
Shout out Cassie Hartley.
Cassie Hartley can find joy. Always happy. Just, joy in any situation. Laughing. Having a good time. Some of that's genetics, obviously.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you're...
Stays fit. Exercises.
Stays fit, yeah. Lifestyle choices, for sure.
Yeah.
But...
She hasn't, like, brought a lot of, like, extra stresses into life. Like,
right.
No children.
Yeah.
Which I still, like, I don't know if I want kids.
I don't know either, man.
Because I look at some of the people who don't have kids, and I think that they're a lot happier.
I think, yeah, dude, I think it just depends on
who you
five
are.
Year, right now, I say no. Obviously, right now, I do not want kids. 5 years, we could have another podcast, and I could be, I'm the happiest father of two kids.
My dick could be huge.
Your dick could be, your dick could be DeMarcus's cousins.
Jesus.
You know? He used to have, like, a 10-incher, by the way. I always thought about that. Is that weird? Shaq?
Jeez.
If he doesn't have a 14-inch cock, it's going to look small.
Probably pretty big. Kind of would suck.
He has to have the biggest cock known to man, or else it's going to be small. Proportionately.
Yeah.
if he has a 10-inch dick, it's going to be small.
Yeah, which brings into question, like, a debate that I'll throw a question out there.
Yeah, what's up?
Would you rather have the biggest dick in the world or the smallest?
The biggest, for sure.
I would flip side, no.
Why?
Definitely the smallest.
Why?
Because I'm all, I mean...
A micro penis.
A micro
friend of mine, she'll remain unnamed, said she hooked up with a guy who had a dick the size of her thumb. Is that what you want?
I would rather have that than the biggest, because with the biggest, you can't have a whole lot of fun. Like, you're going to break chicks.
You, what fun can you have with a dick the size Everything. Of an inch and a half?
You're having a good time. Doesn't matter about that.
There are some positions that I don't even think would even be possible.
It's fine. It's fine, dude.
I'd rather have the biggest, I think, yeah. Wow. I'm content. Content with everything.
Okay. Get ready for some tears. Trips to the ER.
Back to the joy thing. Trips to the ER. Did you see that video of that guy who had sex with a horse and died? He was in love with his horse.
It's a video?
It's a video. Someone showed it to me freshman year of college.
Can we stop the podcast and take a check?
I'll show you after. And he died because it went so far inside. I mean, it demolished his intestines.
Punctures your rectum.
Your small intestine. I mean, it got up in there. Yeah.
I've heard about that.
Anyway, so that was interesting. Anyway, back to the joy thing. I thought about this.
P.S. We're going to be taking breaks throughout the podcast to just talk about penises.
Yeah, seriously. There's like a common trend, like, how do we advance ourselves spiritually and go forth and find our dreams and dicks?
It always goes back to that.
So I was thinking about that because I was like, yeah, why don't I see more joy all the time? And I smoked a little bit. And I was like, oh my God, there's so much happiness around me all the time. But your mind starts to like play tricks on you almost. At least I'm talking to myself.
Okay.
I don't know if it does it with you where it like, you know, little, you know, you think about the future a little bit. You think about the past a little bit. You think about what you're doing later that day. I don't know. You just forget sometimes until you stop and take a second and go, holy wow. There's really nothing going on bad in my life at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be day-to-day things, but...
No, totally, yeah.
But overall, it's like, well, I'm still breathing. I'm here.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, that's pretty good. It's a good start.
Most friends and family are still...
Yeah, but healthy. Even just if you're just... Yeah, you're here. And I started to realize that. I was like, man, I need to start recognizing that more.
Yeah.
Like, there is joy in every situation, and for some reason, I overcomplicate it or something.
Easy to do.
Yeah.
Really easy to do. Yeah.
I don't know. So, we'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who said this, but it's like, I think it was one of my friend's parents who, someone asked him like, oh, like, a lot of people in their 20s, and I'll include myself in that, are very, you hear this a lot, like, oh, man, like, I only got, like, 3 years left in my 20s. Like, I got to live it up. Like, this is, the best years of your life. Like, this is your prime, blah, blah, blah. We talked about being in our prime right now.
Right.
At least physically.
Physically, yeah.
And then it was, like, a 55, 60-year-old father who was, like, just basically said, oh, man, my 20s suck.
Really?
There was so much turbulence. Like, life was so, like... It was changing all the time. Like, you stress. Like, you didn't have the life experience to, like what you just said, put things in perspective and, like, basically be happy all the time because every day is special. When you're in your 20s, you're still kind of, like, figuring that out. Maybe you're dating people, learning more about yourself. You, like we've just talked about, don't know our dreams or what do we want to put our time into. A defeat seems like a huge deal, or, like, you wake up and, like, you're not having, like, you're not looking as good as you want to, so you're like, oh, god damn it, like, you know, it ruins your day. Then in your fifth, you're just like, dude, like, probably got some money in your pocket, like, enough to be, you know, be content, and you found someone to maybe share your life with, maybe you have kids, maybe you don't, like, you're doing fun things that you want to do. I mean, as sad as it is, like, you've lost people that were really important to you by that point in your life, and you're like, cherish the good times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, don't know how we got on that. How do we start talking about this? I was just talking about cocks. And
well, we started with dicks, and we ended up with...
It's about 20s, but that's and what, dreams, and...
Well, that doesn't matter how it started. Yeah, I think it just depends on where that goes, but... Dude, I've definitely been feeling it, like, today. You know, like that guy said, like, oh, there's, it's always changing. It's tumultuous. It's...
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, like, yeah, today I was like, oh, man, I started getting really sad. Like, man, another 6 months gone.
Yeah.
You know, not seeing anybody.
Because you're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah. And it's started, yeah, dude, sometimes it's like...
Yeah how
it's,
is
it's
that?
Balance, dude. I don't know. It's hard, man. It's always... It, I feel like it would get easier, but it... I don't know. It just gets... Right before you leave, too. It just gets hard. You want to find a balance...
Yeah.
...of seeing people more. And so now I'm like, oh, man, it was nice to see all my friends and family the past few weeks. All right. See ya again.
Yeah.
For 6 more months. Which is a long time. It's short, but it also, like, when I have grandparents that are 80 or 90...
Mm-hmm.
...stuff like that, you know... 6 months, a lot can change.
You never know. I mean, that could be...
You never know. I got my neighbor has a prognosis until August.
Yeah.
That's what the doctors told him. So it's like, well, if I leave,
this could be it.
I might never see him again.
Yeah.
Not in my entire life.
This brings up a whole bunch of subjects.
Shoot, dude.
To, well, A, when do you... So you're going to wait for 6 months to work. Hard work.
Yeah.
Hard work that you like, but... Based on our conversations, you're not like, it's not like, talk about passions.
Yeah.
It's not like I was put on this earth to fight fire.
No. It's a means.
Good
it's
money.
It's good. It's a fun means to an end right now.
Yes.
It's a really fun means to an end.
So you take this job, and obviously you like it enough to take it again. This is the second season. When does it hit you? Is it 2 months? Is it 6 weeks? Is it 3 months? Where you're like, man, like I just, like it'd be nice to be home. At least just for a night. And like see friends and family. Come on slowly or
a few months. It's more, dude, it's more, I mean, yeah, I want to see friends and family, but it's more that I'm constantly thinking, because it's such a temporary gig, it puts you in a temporary mindset, I guess is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you too, if you're in these, I think a lot of people we know do that.
Yeah.
If you're in this temporary job that you know you're not going to be at forever, you're at school temporarily. My mindset the whole 6 months is what's next, what am I going to do after this, where am I going to go, what kind of job and I want to do more fulfilling things, you know, should I start writing that book I've always wanted to write, should I go just volunteer for 4 months straight and not, I mean there's just things like that where it's like how am I going to spend my time after this is done because it's just 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the thing, it puts you in this perpetual state of what's next.
Uncertainty,
which is good and helps you deal with it.
Yeah,
because you just realize that there is no certainty, and even if you worked, like, okay, sweet, I got this job that I love, and I'm gonna be here, you know, for the foreseeable future, maybe 5-10 years. I can still get hit by the bus the next day.
Totally,
come down with cancer, tornado comes, or you know, a meteor could hit, or aliens. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean. But there's no certainty anyway. So I think it helps you. It's almost like you're forcing yourself to see that everything is just constantly in transition, constantly in change. Because I'll come back sometimes and be like, damn, like I was talking about Denver. I went and saw friends from another time, and I could feel myself grasping for what was as opposed to just appreciating what the friendships were now and what everyone was doing now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it definitely sets up for like, it makes you better at recognizing it, but it also sets you up that you're constantly doing that because I'm always like, oh, I was here 6 months ago and you were doing this, but now you're here and I'm in this part of my life and now you're married and now this person's that. Everything you just know, you notice change so much.
Totally.
And so you almost try and hold on to the past harder. I'm talking just personal.
Okay.
I almost try and hold on to the past more sometimes because I'm constantly in flux. I can like reach back sometimes if it's, you know, I'm having a day where it's like feeling kind of lonely today or something, dude, I'll reach right back into the back pocket.
Yeah.
And try and like conjure up like some stability or like, You know what I mean?
Do you think that happens just as you get older, naturally? Like, I feel the same way. You end up thinking more about your past and, like, those memories. And, like, then they almost become more real than day-to-day life. Like, and then you look at old people.
Yeah.
That's all they have, dude.
And it's weird because we're not... My life is just as good today or better than it was 5 years ago. I don't need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, like... you know, dying of cancer over here with a terrible life. And so looking back is like, oh, those fond memories of when I could still walk. You know what I mean?
No,
it's weird, though. Yeah. And so I don't know why that is. And
you're making those, you know, just like we talked about, even this last weekend. You went skydiving, like,
yeah,
2 days ago.
Yeah.
That's going to be, you know, in a year. I mean, it already is a memory, but, like, in a year, you're like, dude, how a day went skydiving, then we went to that party that night, and then, like...
Yeah, you talk about it, yeah.
Blah, blah. And then it's going to be just... Yeah, it's just... It's weird. Because you're still making a lot of memories.
Yeah.
And should continue to. I mean, realistically, not to pick on... I said that thing about old people, like, not to say... generalize. Yeah, dude, old people, dude, how much do they...
How they suck.
Yeah. But a lot of... I mean, at any age, you could be making memories. Or you'd look at the people who aren't... have almost shut that down in their 20s. Like, yes. We've talked about.
Yeah,
like,
we've talked about.
I'm not
going to
say
any
names, but
right.
Living like they're 60 right now.
Yeah.
So it's just a choice, like everything. Yeah. But that is, you brought up something where just the uncertainty, I feel like it's really easy, especially going through the schooling that we did, you know, great school district. Shout out Rockland, California. Shout out Cassie Hartley. To think that, like, you get that job, and that's what does your dad do? Oh, he works at HP.
Right.
And you just assume that's what he does, that's who he is. He didn't have any other option. He's just an HP dude.
Right.
But, I mean, you don't think that, like, oh, wait, hold on. He wasn't always at HP. He was, did this for 2 years, and he did this for, oh, and he was, like, he didn't have a job during these 2 years. He's like, wait, hold on, like.
You start to get that mindset when you're a kid of, oh, what does that old person do? And we define it by their occupation at the time, and that's it.
And that things are
nice.
For life.
Sweet. They're in a box now.
And they're for life.
They're for life. I can categorize them as the HP dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, that's the mailman.
That's the mailman.
I don't even know his fucking name.
Yeah.
He's just the mailman.
That's what he does.
That's what he does. Right? Remember when you were a kid and you always, teachers, you'd see them having a life and it was appalling. You were amazed. Like, my teacher has a... What are they doing at the grocery store? Should they be grading papers? They're a teacher.
Yeah.
That's all they do.
Yeah.
They're the teacher. It almost sets you up for that where you... It's like, you know, all those, like, childhood experiences still linger on as you get older.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, you just start to think, oh, what does that person do? Or what do I do? And then it's like, oh, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
And it's... I mean, it's even... changes even more now with our generation with... the access to really anything you want to do, you can with the internet, and you have an idea, you do that. Like, I don't know, it's opened up a lot of different doors that people, even in our parents' generation, wouldn't even have thought of.
No.
So the whole, like,
the potential is so high.
Yeah. Never been easier.
Man.
But then that's frustrating because, like, you're like, oh, it's never been easier. Like, I fucking suck, dude. Why do I suck as much as everybody, dude?
That's the other problem too, man, is that, yeah, I've had this conversation.
Never been easier. I still can't do it. Damn.
Never been easier. Still. Well, there's so many possibilities that it, I mean, it's also kind of a bummer, you know, because there are so many possibilities. You always, it's a constant grass is greener too, at the same time.
Yeah.
Constant grass is greener.
You have to think that when you're out fighting fires, you're like, dude, like, if I wasn't doing this, I could be doing this other thing.
Sure, yeah, but I don't think that's like you said, you gotta bring yourself, you gotta change yourself.
Yeah.
You're not gonna change the circumstances, whether you're doing my job or you're living at home still or you're a doctor like you went to school for 6 years.
You're always gonna be thinking.
You're always gonna be, oh man, like, and it's just gonna pertain to your circumstances. So if you're a doctor, you went to school, that's what you're born on this planet to do.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine from people I've talked to, everyone has the same issues. It just revolves around what they're going through.
Mm.
So the doctor would have, you know, oh man, is that patient going to make it till next week? What kind of medicine should I get in stock for next week? Or do these records go here? Or, you know, and then whatever's going on in their family life and stuff. And then if I'm out for 6 months firefighting, it's what am I going to do after this? And You know, am I going to break my ankles or, you know what I mean? It just pertains to what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you're living at home, you're thinking, I'm not doing enough with my life. Yeah. All those, as long as they're not negative, the negative thoughts is what kills people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, going back to the original question, I think like 3 to 6 months of a commitment or plan right now is like pretty much what I'm like willing to give.
Yeah. So, the big C word.
Not going to medical school.
The big C word.
Yeah.
Some people are better with that too.
Yeah.
The commitment.
Yeah. So I mean.
So you're willing to give 6 months to LA? You're thinking.
Well, so August 1, that's when it'll be like, all right, make a decision. And we talked about either. Just the fact that. Yeah, I mean, went away to college. That was 5 years. Different places, different roommates, all that stuff. But then pretty much had a home base back with the parents, traveling here and there. Did like the, you know, Montana thing last summer. Was gone for about 6 months last year, but never lived alone. Never lived fully on my own. This whole place is mine, whether it's a house right. or an apartment, like, you know, and you're paying for everything. Anytime, like, you're like, it's just all on you. And I don't think that many people have, whether they move in with, you know, a girlfriend or a boyfriend, they have roommates all the way until they're married. Like, so I think that's the main goal, is to be totally on my own August 1, whether that's home or in the hometown and like substitute teaching and coaching. And that's a, you know, 6 month commitment. And that's fun. Like, you know, the coaching that I did in the fall of right. 2011, that was like probably the most rewarding thing I've done outside of college in the last few years, for sure. I mean, and that was just, you know, couple hours a day. So yeah, whether I'm here doing that or go to LA or go someplace I'm not even thinking about right now. Some other country.
That's the exciting part.
Yeah, some other country or whatever. Yeah. August 1st, that'll take me through the new year and figure out something else about myself that I don't know yet, that I enjoy or don't enjoy.
Right.
Fuck, I don't know, dude.
You ever worried about dying before you, like, figure it out? Not figure it out, but before you find something that you're like, oh, this is something really, like, fulfilling deep down.
Dying before that happens.
Dying before you see that.
Kids over there. Yeah, sometimes when I, like, have, like, the close, not, like, close friends, but, like, when I have people in my life that do pass away, and say you're at a funeral or something, you think, dude, I gotta do something. So that, like, the guy, just to help the guy who's giving my eulogy out.
Yeah.
So he's not just like, I don't have anything else, guys. we don't know.
Tim,
it's pretty good at Mario Kart. You saw him when he played with Toad.
Good guy.
Maybe, yeah.
Can't really think of much else to say about him, to be honest, but, you know, he's.
He was on a podcast once?
Yeah.
No, but yeah, so that's kind of like, I do.
Yeah.
It's pretty human. Well, I was, you know, we were talking about that 7 Habits of Highly Effective People book.
Oh, yeah.
And how that was one of the...
it's a good book.
One of the habits with the...
What?
Began with the end in mind. And that was one of his, like, visualizations. Stephen Covey.
Think about dying?
Shout out, Stephen Covey. yeah, picture yourself giving your own eulogy.
Oh,
and imagine
right.
yourself dying 3 years from right now. What would you want people, friends and family, coworkers, what would you want people to say about who you are, like, your character? What are the goals you want to achieve by then? Put it in perspective and, like, think about, like what do you really want to do? What have you been putting off?
Yeah.
What have you, like, it's so easy to say, oh, tomorrow, like, I'll be more rested tomorrow. Like, I'll get up tomorrow early and, like, and just do it. Like, get going. But then tomorrow comes and... didn't do anything,
and then the next day you say,
and then that dude, then fucking months go by, dude, years go by, and you're like, all right, well.
So I think there's always going to be some things that never get done, like little hobbies, or I've always wanted to learn how to draw. It's been 10 years, and I, you know, that's not like a big life.
Yeah.
But yeah, like big goals of like, yeah, I want to own a house or.
Right. It's good to like remind yourself of those because I think those slip away fast. And like you, and they may be like stronger than you think. But kind of what we talked about at the beginning of our little podcast here was, I don't have any like huge dreams, huge goals. But like maybe, like you said, maybe you do. They're just like deeper, like buried. Or you're afraid to even say them out loud. Like,
No. I mean, I don't. I mean, I have goals. It's just I'm talking about like, when people do something, they go, oh, that's it. That's the daddy.
Yeah. And maybe you don't know until you do it. That's the golden ticket.
Yeah. And it's like, how many things do I have to do until I find something that I'm...
Yeah. But then once you do find it, it'll be like, oh, that happened like pretty fast. Like,
Yeah.
And then you'll... Yeah. I don't know. I think that is it. And I think that's why I do like the way we've been doing the last couple of years, with just trying different things out.
Yeah.
Different lifestyles out.
Oh, yeah.
Different traveling destinations, like different seeing different places in the world. Reading different books, like...
Yeah, reading different books. Man, it's amazing what one book can do to your whole paradigm.
Yeah.
To your life. One book.
Yeah, it sticks with you.
Books, yeah. I've read books that shifted my entire way of thinking in, I'm not exaggerating, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I read 2 pages of books, and it's like, well...
What are some examples? What kind of books?
One is a Buddhist, You're Right Here. You Are Right Here, which sounds really cliche. It's by, I'm not going to try and pronounce his name. I'm going to butcher it, like Thich Nhat Hanh or something.
Mm.
Really popular Buddhist writer. And I read it when I first went into AmeriCorps. And, dude, it just helped put everything in perspective in legitimately 2 pages. Because I was like, I had broken up with my... girlfriend, I was there with no friends anywhere, and I was just like suffering, dude. I was, oh my god, I'm so lonely. I've told you that before. Like, what did I get myself into out here?
Yeah.
Read 2 pages that just talked about like, basically saying like everybody suffers, embrace it, and then let it go. I'm paraphrasing and condensing, but those kind of things. It's things I just never really was introduced to or seen. Like, so they're so simple, but if you've never been exposed to them, they're the biggest epiphanies you could ever have in your life.
Right.
In their simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
And those things like that. It was like, you're going to suffer, embrace it, and, you know, don't be scared of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that, and I was like, okay, let me try this for 5 minutes. I remember doing that in my room by myself, and opened my eyes 5 minutes later, and it changed my entire world.
That's cool.
And I went out in the hallway feeling way better, made friends that evening, and then the rest is history. But if I did, if I wouldn't have read those couple pages, I don't know what would have happened. Like the power of those words.
Yeah.
And then to incorporate them. It's crazy.
It is crazy. That's life, dude. Wow, those ants.
They're on it.
Fuck. Dude, they're leaving marks.
They're like,
tiny little ants.
They're like little mini fire ants.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, they'll get you.
Yeah. To the listening audience, we're outside and there's ants. They're out here.
It's on deck too.
Yeah. They're kind of going away, I think. Maybe not.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, you had talked about how you feel like you're ready to find some like a significant other.
Yeah. I had a feeling after I did the ayahuasca that I was. I just felt a change, dude.
You're ready to open up your heart.
Yeah. How cheesy it sounds. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. What's funny is, like, the cheesiest things, almost, like, things that are so cliche that they piss me off.
Yeah.
They piss me off.
Like, how, and I don't even know why. It's, like, because we're manly, we think that that's, like, open your heart. Like, that sounds so lame. But, like, it kind of does. But it's true.
No, it's true. And that's the thing about those cliche things. Obviously, they're true. And then once you... I was just having this conversation with somebody. Once you experience that thing, whether it's like, oh, you mean, you know, you just got to be honest with yourself. And you have a solid experience, personal, that you can really relate to it, like that, it no longer is cliche.
Yes.
And it's almost like I thought of that, even though it's been around for hundreds of years.
Yes.
And you learn that in kindergarten.
Yes. 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 Keep
and
going.
It's so weird how it's like you have to like live it personally and you have to experience it just for yourself. And then you're like, that makes sense, dude. Like something that like your dad or your mom or like some coach or what, you know, I don't know, some adult told you and you're like, either you were too stubborn or like young or like, yeah, it's not gonna happen to me, dude. Look at this person, blah, blah. And then once you actually experience, you're like, I was so stupid. That was it.
And you think that you discovered it, and then you go, oh, that's why they say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you almost find, you're like, oh, wow, am I stupid? How did I not notice that before?
Yeah.
Because obviously it's been around for it's in
thousands.
Like, it could be in the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
You know? It's like, wow, I just discovered this now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of an example, but some cliche of like, you know, like two, I don't know, words are, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words, I'm trying to think of like some phrase or something from your kid, or just a cliche of like, you know, listen to your heart.
Right.
Dude, listen to your heart, for instance.
Right.
That is probably the...
Life is short.
Life is short.
Yeah.
You only live once.
Yeah.
Those get a little more blurry, but life is short. Do it now because you won't have time when you're older. But
only regret the things you don't do.
Yeah. Literally, like, listen to your heart is probably the cheesiest of the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
That's some Gouda.
Yeah, it's cheesy.
That's some cheesy Gouda.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to your heart, but... It's true.
It's true. That's why it's around.
It's true. And then when you finally, you have an epiphany where you're like, ah, oh, dude, I just followed like that inner instinct. And it's like, ah, oh, that's why they say that.
But
that's why there's so many hashtags. Live, laugh, love.
Right.
Follow your heart.
But then you get the part of it that pisses me off is when it's people who you know haven't, who you would guess haven't lit, like actually experienced anything. And they're just saying it because it's like, life is short.
Why does that piss you off?
And feel, I don't know. Like, they feel like they have, I don't know. It's like when, I don't know if I'm able to get this out, like.
Try, dude.
Dude, try,
give
dude.
Me your best.
All you can do is
all
try,
all you can
dude.
Do is try, man.
Just
give it your best effort.
It's not about, like, finding
there's
the
no
goals.
I in team.
There's no I in team. It's the 16-year-old girl who's using that same phrase to say, life is short, like, you only live once, taking a shot at a party at one of her friend's house.
Okay, so using it for the wrong reasons.
For the wrong reasons, yeah, that's like, I guess, simplifies it, or it like we talked about, devaluing things with skydiving.
Okay.
We get that group of high school girls who goes out, they're 18, we're going skydiving. I now don't want to go skydiving because you've ruined it.
Took away the badassery of it.
Right. I don't know. I think just not articulating things that well right now. But
I know what you mean. Yeah, devalues that phrase where...
Devaluing a phrase or devaluing...
Hashtags...
That's not what it was meant for. Like,
hashtags devalue everything, by the way.
Yeah.
I've come to realize that since I got a smartphone. Hashtags devalue everything.
Yeah.
Maybe I can Gandhi quote and be like, be the change you want to see in the world. Hashtag. Like, you know, it's like them, like, at a, I don't know, Thanksgiving turkey run or something.
Yeah, and then why are you...
5K. Be the change you want to see in the world. And it's like, don't hashtag Gandhi.
Right.
Come on. Save
and
that for,
know
like,
that
saving
person
orphans.
Just, like, stumbled upon Gandhi's Wikipedia page. Like, oh, this guy seems all right.
I mean, not that Instagram has any, like, real truth on there anyway. You know, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. The hashtags really devalue things. But yeah, you can, when you get those phrases that...
You know, there's a lot of truth in those. And
there are.
The best
so
way
many.
To find out. Just life but, experience, I guess.
But yeah, so get this. I don't know, did I tell you about this? So I had that feeling after I did the ayahuasca when I came back. Like, it was translating to me that, oh, you're going to find a girl you're going to fall in love with soon.
Right, yeah.
But also just that my heart had opened. I was now willing to let someone else in without being a defensive little shit.
Right.
Right? Took down the walls a little bit. Still up, obviously. Everyone has them up, but mine were down. They were weakened, for sure.
Weakened walls.
Had that feeling, dude. It's kind of... It's still there. It's not as strong because it's time has passed, so it's like kind of dissipated a little bit. But the walls are still down, but that initial feeling, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get that initial rush, say, from, you know, doing some exciting thing. And then the more you do it and the longer it goes, it's like, oh, yeah, it's still exciting, but not quite the same as the first time.
Oh, totally, yeah.
So that's, I can still tell the walls are down. Interesting, though, 2 weeks after was at the wedding and the bachelor party before the wedding. The girls I attracted, the girls that I ended up talking to and, like, spending time with and dancing with and stuff on those 2 weekends were completely different than any other girl I've ever met in a that type of bar club situation.
Better people?
I don't want to say better people because I don't, especially in those situations, you don't know.
So
they were just different, dude. They were. I'm gonna say
generalize the girl.
Okay, I'll generalize.
No. The type of girls that you used to attract or be attracted to, or both. And then now, what you're saying,
I was attracted to people that were more like, that you attract what, it made me totally, like an epiphany, that you attract what you put out. You get back what, you get what you give.
You get what you
the
give.
The whole thing, dude, new radicals, dude. You know, like the whole, it all comes full circle. Yeah. Oh, we could just list them off now. We just cracked open the barrel.
There it is.
It all comes full circle, that whole thing. So these girls before were insecure, were promiscuous, were, I don't say shallow, but it just, they weren't at the point of their lives where they were like full of substance, because I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I was insecure. I was promiscuous.
Yeah, you were all the same things.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And those are exactly the type of girls that showed up in my life.
Hmm.
And yeah. I didn't realize it until my heart opened after doing the ayahuasca and doing that trip, and then going, and the girls that all of a sudden just appeared out of nowhere. I mean, legit, when I say out of nowhere, you had to be there. But like all of a sudden this girl was next to me and it was just like, oh, hey, like, hi. Just talking to her, and it was just natural and like, oh, you're very attractive, and like, oh, you do all this volunteer work and you're graduating when, and you want to do this, and you know, not inviting me back to their place, not just at a different, just at the more of a place that mirrors where I was at.
Right.
It's strange.
Huh.
I didn't go into it trying to do it or anything, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just your energies, your vibrations you put out subconsciously.
Yeah. Chick sounds like a fucking prude, dude. No, that's cool.
Take me at least 4 dates this minute.
Dude, she didn't ask you back, dude. What a bitch.
First night, I bought her one drink, too. Can you believe that?
What a bitch.
It was a Bud Light.
Dude. You don't want that chick, dude.
No,
dude. I don't care how much you volunteer.
No, dude. I don't want her.
No, that's...
It's strange.
Yeah.
It's like the girl you met. Do you think it was... This could open a whole other bag of worms here, but... This is a whole other topic, maybe for another podcast, but... Something I think about all the time and then realize that it's pointless.
Mm.
But do you think, like, you met the girl you're dating now? Yeah, did you meet her now because you changed something about yourself that then reflected out for it to happen now? Or a complete crapshoot? Or... were you more open to, like, okay, like, now I think, you know, date... Subconsciously, whether you thought of that...
Definitely more open to, like... Yeah, the idea of dating, for sure. Actually, funny that I never been like a serious dater, and not to say whatever I'm getting involved in now is going to be anything serious, but, you know, all through college, it was like, you know, never had anyone that was like, oh, that's my, like, solid girlfriend, right. Like,
girlfriend,
for
girlfriend.
Years.
Bringing home to mom
like
and dad.
No, because it wasn't important in my life, but it's funny that, like, kind of started talking with this current girl within weeks of writing in a journal, like, okay, things I want to accomplish. Like, after being away for 6 months, like, kind of writing goals down, like, oh, I want to, like, start dating. And it should be all right getting rejected, be all right going and like not having good dates, being like, it's, I've always thought of it as like, ah, it's such a waste of time. Why would I even do that right now? Such a waste of my time to go like, what, like try to talk to some person. It's like going to be kind of forced for a little bit. Right. Like, I was like, I'll just be like open and see what happens. And then that's when.
Really?
Within weeks.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe 1 week.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's that. And then I think also you hit a good point where, especially in college, I was always attracted to, and I think it comes into the competitive nature, just, oh, it's got to be nothing about personality, nothing about substance, just like that chick's hot.
Right.
And she's the hottest girl on the team, or right, she's the hottest girl in class, like all the guys are talking about her.
Right.
And maybe at first you didn't even think she was hot. And you're just like, guess she's hot, dude. Like six dudes after class were like, that chick's hot. And you're like, I guess she is.
Right.
And then it becomes more of like, you get mixed up in like, am I just trying to, you know, get together with this girl because these six douchebags that I don't even like think she's hot? And like, right, I'm trying to like, what's the point? So, especially like throughout college, it was like, I think I was going after girls that, we talk about like your heart being opened up, like that my heart wasn't into. It was just like, oh, she's, looks good in yoga pants.
Sure, right.
And there's nothing there. And like, right,
your dick and your ego were obvious, stoked.
Right, right, yeah. But
let's
obviously,
let's get back to dicks.
That's what I always, dude. Why are we talking about anything? Why aren't we talking about dicks right now? But you, yeah, you obviously like physical attraction is important, and that's always going to be there. You're not going to like be like, oh, dude, nice, dude.
Sure.
Like, that, but you know who's hot, dude? Right. Fucking Ricky Lake, dude. Like, she seems like a good person. Like, I don't, it's going to, yeah, that's part of it, but it's like, that becomes less important because it's kind of just as important, but in a different way, I guess. Like, that's obviously going to be the first thing. There's got to be something there, but then
sure,
the real solid attraction foundation comes from, like, you know,
the frosting on the cake.
Having good, yeah, the good conversation.
The good looks is like the frosting. The cake has to be really good.
Right. It's just, yeah, it's not. Like exactly. That? Yeah, like dude. That? I like that a lot, dude.
Brought it back to the sweets.
Dude, say that again, dude.
Dude.
Is this recording? Dude?
Epiphany.
Is this recording? Like, make sure you have the cake.
No,
thing
dude,
in,
I dude. Think, oh, shit, dude. I think I pressed the wrong button. That's,
yeah. That's exactly it.
Yeah. And it's good for, because we're just so social. Like, that's how people get anyone to buy shit. Mm. Why the fuck does anyone even think about buying a Mercedes? Everyone else thinks it's cool.
Yeah.
Now I'm not even sure if I think it's cool. I just think it's cool because everyone else thinks it's cool. Mm. Who am I?
Who am I, dude?
What's the truth?
Who am I?
Right?
Yeah.
What, my what? Ego? You just nailed on the head, dude. Your ego, social influences,
mm-hmm,
and your
immaturity.
Sexual hormones, immaturity. But those three things are basically the way that you get sold things throughout your entire life.
Yeah.
Sex, ego, social influences. Done. Done, done, and done. If I can get one of those, you'll buy whatever I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
Because that's the mind. That's just the mindless. It's just the animal part of you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You can just tap into that and be like, "Oh, I'll say this. You'll get laid. People will think you're cool, and your neighbors will respect you if you buy this Lexus." Boom! All three.
Even though then
crushed
like,
it.
Yeah.
Cost you $40,000, $300 a month in lease.
Yeah.
Done. 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 And done.
Yeah.
Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, man.
But then it's funny because then, like, once you do get all those things that, like, say, like, the society defines as successful.
Sure.
Then you get people who are just like, oh, look at him. He drives a Mercedes. Like,
yeah.
And then people, hey, it's just like, you can't do that. You got to follow your heart.
You got to follow your heart. You got to, hey, do you, man. It's the only person you can do. Do you.
You got to follow your heart, dude.
Well, it depends. Yeah. The judging thing, don't judge. That's a classic. That's not even like, I mean, it is an epiphany, but because it's easy to do all the time.
Mm.
Yeah, you get jerks driving shitty Honda Civics.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
And you get nice people that want to enjoy it. They worked hard and they want to buy a nice BMW.
Yeah, Tesla, dude.
They want to buy a Tesla or whatever it is.
Teslas are sick.
Yeah. Have you driven one? You can test drive them for free. You can go in and just...
Can you really?
Yeah. You can go in and just test drive them.
Now, some friends...
Apparently, the pickup on them is really nice.
Oh, yeah.